settling into our seat, well supported as best we can. In the body, receiving the support of the cushion, the chair, the support of the circle of friends and teacher, words, lineage, guidance. Receiving the support of your own skeleton. The beautiful, dynamic, tensile, flexible, fluid being that is the body, responding subtly to gravity and movement and sound and impulse. What if every place of being falters is not a personal failure, as if one could own the results of conditions, but is a failure of support? How am I supported by my structure? But how am I supported by the structures around me? Human, non-human. To be supported means that something is present in your experience that was given freely. This body was given to you. These cushions, this room, the warmth of the room, the cleanness of the air, the kindness of the people around, given. Not earned, not purchased, not owed, but given. These instructions that sit in sometimes a comfortable and sometimes an awkward place in a very long lineage of similar instructions are given. And the support of the tradition and the various traditions that nourish us in the realm of idea and practice. Can you feel that support? What it's like to live in a time when the Dhamma of the Buddha is available to you, when the teachings of yoga are available to you, through all of the complexities of their arrival here, including the violence of that transmission. Can we still be supported? And then support others in turn. You had the support of a family that, to some degree, successful or otherwise, it might feel at some time, supported you, cared for you. You wouldn't have survived otherwise. support of communities and rings of community. Whole communities of beings assembling to give support. All of that coming together in this moment of just sitting here. With the instruction to let attention rest. To let the anxious, fearful, vigilant, searching mind come to rest in contact with the body, the breath. The meditation instruction to rest our attention with one thing like the rising and falling breath is very difficult to do if you're relying on your will and your individual strength of mind to do so. It's like telling a puppy to train itself. Good luck. Precocious puppies can do so. But puppies mostly need a pack to train them. What if the instruction to settle the mind can be accomplished not by trying, but by letting go into that which supports you, as in, you don't have to maintain your posture if you really know that your skeleton has got you, your cushions have got you, the earth has got you. You won't fall far. What if settling the mind is the same as that? Only what's got you is not the physical posture, but is the Dhamma itself. Unless you're brand new to these teachings, you are returning to them because you trust them to some degree. The more you trust them, the more you don't have to work hard to apply them. You just rest. And you receive the support of the Dhamma, of the Sangha that brought the teachings here. You rest into the lineage. And when the mind wanders, mindfulness will show up to bring it back. You didn't do that. The lineage did that. The Dhamma did that. You were taught it at one point. It worked. That's the transmission of the lamp, generation to generation. That's support for your well-being. Now that that support is there, to the extent that you trust the instructions, you can let go into them. and let yourself be carried a bit. You simply don't have to do it all yourself, alone.